This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A general strike in Israel to protest the government's failure to get back hostages held in Gaza will end after a court ruling. The AP's Charles Teledesma.
An Israeli court has ruled that the general strike must end, accepting a petition from the government saying it was politically motivated. Israel's largest trade union, Ha'Istadrut, had called for the general strike, the first since the start of the war. It had aimed to shut down or disrupt major sectors of the economy, including banking, healthcare, and the country's main airport. Arnon Bar-David, the head of the union, said he would abide by the court decision and instructed members to return to work. I'm Charles Teledesma.
It's Labor Day here in the U.S. and the roads and airports will be packed, say the experts. But then there's this.
Thousands of hotel workers are on strike seeking the restoration of daily room cleaning where they work. More than 4,000 hotel workers walked off the job in Boston, Connecticut, San Francisco, and other locales, demanding more hours and improved conditions. Their work was scaled back during the pandemic, when customers could choose not to have anyone enter their rooms. But the housekeepers complain that's made their work harder. Like a woman at the Moxie Hotel in Boston, who found 3 days worth of dog hair clinging to the carpet, curtains, and bedding, but she only gets 30 minutes to clean each room. Hotels say scaled back service is good for the environment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Pittsburgh Labor Day Parade today will feature Vice President Kamala Harris and President Biden. Pennsylvania is a battleground state in her race for the White House. Investigators are in Mississippi at the scene of that bus crash Saturday that killed 7 people. This is AP News. The AP Entertainment Update now with Margie Zarletta.
A judge has rejected an argument from musician Prez Michel of the Fugees that he should get a new trial because his attorney used artificial intelligence to help write his closing arguments. Michel was found guilty of 10 counts in a political conspiracy case and faces up to 20 years in prison.
It's not how I work.
This is not how I work.
George Clooney and Brad Pitt reunite for the movie Wolves out later this month. Clooney says he jumped at the chance to work with Pitt again, but Pitt says there was a different reason Clooney signed on.
By the way, he hits me in the face in this one.
I do. Well, you hit me too.
No.
Oh, that's right. We did it, and then we cut it out.
Yeah.
I was in my contract.
British fans of the band Oasis are frustrated at online sites crashing under the demand for tickets for the band's first concerts in 15 years. More than 1 million tickets went on sale Saturday morning. I'm Margie Zarletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.